Designers are increasingly using different kinds of materials to produce products that do not harm the environment. Reused plastic bottles, wood, plant fiber, and even seaweed are being used in place of traditional materials for household goods and clothing. Nina Edwards Unker's sconces and chandeliers look like ancient pieces of paper placed around electronic lights known as LEDs. But a closer look shows that they are made of algae. Unker came up with the idea while working on a doctoral research project at the Oslo School of Architecture and Design. Unker chose not to hide the dried algae. From the beginning, we wanted to keep the integrity of the material and display its unique properties, Unker said. She is one of many designers thinking about traditional materials. She wants to find ways to mix design ideas with production and supply methods that do not use up resources. Heim Textil is an international trade show, or fair, for new textiles in Frankfurt, Germany. This year's fair placed attention on making new products that came from reused materials. Olaf Schmidt is Heim Textil's vice president of textiles and textile technology. We'll see companies demonstrating how inorganic materials like nylon, plastic, and metal can be reused. For example, carpet tiles that can be dismantled at the end of their life and used as a raw material for new tiles, he said. He added, and there's seaweed, used to produce acoustic mats and panels that provide great insulation, are fire-resistant, and regulate humidity well. At the end of their life, the panels can be shredded and reused. Fashion industry expert Veronica Lepar described the field's most important change, a move to sustainability. She said, "The industry is trying to minimize its effect on the environment and no longer be the biggest polluter." Patagonia, North Face, and Timberland are among the companies now using natural materials to produce goods. Italian company Frumat has developed a plant-based leather made from the waste created by apple juice makers. Two Mexican developers, Adrian Lopez Velarde and Marta Cazares, have created a leather they call Deserto, using nopal cactus leaves. Cactus plants are of interest to new material developers because they can live in hot climates and poor soil. Pinatex helps support farms in the Philippines by using waste from the pineapple harvest to create material that is sold to makers of shoes, clothing, and other products. And Bolt Threads, a company based in California, created Mylo, a mycelium-based leather that is used by companies like Adidas, Lululemon, and designer Stella McCartney. I'm John Russell.